It's a beautiful start to this Wednesday. Good morning, and thank you for choosing your station for NPR News and Talk in the Quad Cities, WVIK. I'm Jim O'Hara with news at 9:04. For the first time since winning her seat, U.S. Representative Marionette Miller-Meeks has a challenger from the right. Davenport's David Pouch is making a long-shot bid to win the 1st District Republican Party. IPR's Zachary Oren-Smith has a look at his chances.
Where Miller-Meeks affirmed the election of President Joe Biden, Pouch perpetuates the unevidenced conspiracy that the election was rigged. Where Miller-Meeks supported a 2002 act recognizing same-sex marriages, Pouch opposes them. Where Miller-Meeks supports limited exceptions for abortions, Pouch opposes them altogether. Pouch's case is that Miller-Meeks isn't conservative enough, but she argues these aren't the issues that voters really care about.
The economy, high prices, high interest rates, those things are on top of people's mind.
Pouch will take on Miller-Meeks in the Republican primary next Tuesday. The winner will take on Democratic challenger Christina Bohannon of Iowa City. Polling places will be open on Election Day from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Early voting has already begun. I'm Zachary Oren-Smith, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather, increasing cloudiness today, high near 73. Overnight, mostly clear with a low around 51, and for Thursday, sunshine, high of 76. Coming up on Think, the ease of AI translating for us via apps is also speeding the erasure of lesser used languages, since AI only uses about 10 languages to learn from. Hear about it at noon today on Think, here on WVIK.